What are the chances that you're going to run for president?
Very high.
You're a former businesswoman? Give me a number.
Higher than 90%.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So what would prevent you? Why aren't you willing to announce right here today, I'm a candidate for president?
Well, because, you know, we need, as other potential candidates are doing, we need to make sure we have the right team in place, that we have the right support, that we have the right financial resources lined up, just as all the other potential candidates are
and
doing.
And when would you announce?
Probably late April, early May.
If you run, and it would be in a field of current and former governors, several current senators, why should Republican voters pick you?
Because I have a deep understanding of how the economy actually works, having started as a secretary and become the chief executive of the largest technology company in the world, because I understand how the world works and know many of the world leaders on the stage today, because I understand technology, a transformational tool, because I understand bureaucracies, how they work and how you need to change them, and our government is a huge bureaucracy. And because I understand executive decision making, which is making tough calls in tough times with high stakes for which you're prepared to be held accountable.
Okay, well, let's talk specifically about your experience as a business executive. Beyond the typical Republican talking points, and not to say that they're wrong, but what are your ideas that are different about the economy and about dealing with our national debt?
Well, I think we have two fundamental structural problems in our economy. One is that we have tangled people up in a web of dependence from which they can't escape, and so we're leaving lots of talent on the field. Secondly, we're crushing small businesses now. Elizabeth Warren is right. Crony capitalism is alive and well. Big business and big government go hand in hand, but for the first time in U.S. history now, we are destroying more businesses than we are creating. And so while we have 10 banks too big to fail, now have become 5 banks too big to fail, 3,000 community banks have gone out of business, and that's where family-owned and small businesses get their chance. That's important because small businesses create two-thirds of the new jobs and employ half the people. So if we want Main Street and the middle class going and growing again, we've got to get small and family-owned businesses going and growing again. Washington, D.C. has become a vast, unaccountable bureaucracy. It's been growing for 40 years. We have no idea how our money is spent. I think there are two things that would help tremendously. One, zero-based budgeting. So we actually know where the money is spent, and we're talking about the whole budget, not just the rate of increase. And two, pay for performance in our civil service. We have, how many inspector general reports do we need to read that say, you know, you can watch porn all day long and get paid exactly the same way as somebody who's trying to do their job?